T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is voting time. Early voting has began already. It started on the 19th. May 8th is officially the day to vote. And Guilford County District Attorney is a big race in Guilford County. Huge. The District Attorney is the one who put you in jail or let you go home. We have Stephanie Reese in here, Avery Crump in here. Avery Crump is a judge, district court judge, and Stephanie Reese has been an assistant DA for 17 years. And folks are just calling up and just want to know some of their views, and if they get their vote, what can they expect?
I want to know if they had any programs or thinking about any programs about people with probation, because I feel it's like a circle. You're on probation, and you have to pay your restitution or whatever, but to do that, you have to be able to get a job. And 9 out of 10 places you get a job at, it's not going to be enough to sustain your living and pay your restitution or whatever it is you have to pay. So when you don't pay that, you wind up going back to jail, which seems like a revolving door to me. So is there any program, or are y'all thinking of any program that could possibly change that in the future?
I would like to jump in real quick before you answer, Stephanie and Avery. I was reading about the new Philadelphia DA. Y'all familiar with this guy?
Yep.
He is making some huge, huge moves. And one is like him trying to like just reduce probation altogether. He says a lot of times people mess up in probation within the first 12 months. So anything after 12 months is really just wasting time and wasting taxpayers' money. Do you all agree with that?
I do agree that people do, when they get in trouble, it's during the first 12 months.
Yes.
You really need long probation if you have a lot of money you have to pay back, like restitution. If you have committed a serious offense against a victim, they've had to go to the hospital. I mean, it's deserving that they get their money back to pay restitution. That's normally when you need the long probation, so that you're not setting people up for failure. They have enough time to pay that money back.
I'm talking about drug charges.
But no, drug charges.
A lot of people get probation for drugs. Like, you got to think, like, Donald Trump wants to give life sentences for drug offenses. Stephanie, Avery, do you all agree with that?
Of course not.
No, that's silly.
Of course not.
That's
Donald
stupid.
Trump also wants to arm teachers in school. How ridiculous is that?
Yes, he does.
He's the same man, though, that won't pay for anything either. So, you know, he wants to put everybody in jail, but doesn't want to pay to make sure that, you know, it's a safe, secure place that, you know, when people go. So he's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
So you don't agree that anything more than, well, I'm not going to say you don't agree, but what is your stance on probation for drug offenses that are past 12 months? Like this gentleman. You had a drug offense, correct?
I don't have a drug offense, but I have a bunch of homeboys that does, and I see what they have to go through it just to try to make a living in life, or try to get past what they went through.
Like assault crimes and
17 years old.
I think one of the things he's talking about, too, is that you sometimes have to pay court costs and fines and jail fees, and those are things I agree with you. There should be, and there usually is some allowance. If you come in and you were trying and you are trying to get a job and you just can't afford that, you know, the district attorney's office should be, that's okay to waive those. The judge has to make that ultimate decision, but the DA's office should always support just waiving those fees. If you're doing everything you can, you should never, ever go back to jail because you haven't paid court costs or fines or jail fees, because those just rack up, and it's really unfair.
And I agree with that. And my history speaks for itself. I've never sent anyone, and I've made this announcement in open court. I'm not going to send someone to jail because they haven't been able to pay court costs or jail fees or fines. If they're doing everything that they're supposed to do, they're out there and they're productive citizens and they're working every day, or they're trying to find a job and they're not getting in trouble, then no, those are not the individuals that need to be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
At all. Mm-hmm. At all.
Period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did that answer your question, bro?
100%.
Appreciate you, good brother.
I appreciate y'all.
No doubt. Don't forget, man, May 8th, Guilford County District Attorney race between Stephanie Reese and Avery Crump.
Please vote early. Early voting has started already.
Has started already.
Yes, it started on the 19th of April.
Okay.
And we've been out in the rain trying to convince people to come out and vote. So come join us and make us happy.
Understood. Old Courthouse, downtown Greensboro.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.